Hey everyone, this is Gayatri Luck India, in shortly GLI. I just saw Gary V and it says he tweeted, kindness is not debatable. And someone retweeted, answered it like, but it is seen as a weakness. And Gary replied, by the weak people. And like, it hit hard on me, like, God, my parents are kind enough that they just trust people. When anyone comes home, they are like, they just be a good host, and they treat them well. They give food, offer food. And I am like, this kindness is foolishness. These people will go out and talk down on us, and they talk only good about people who have rich buildings. Even though they don't even allow them to enter into the house, they'll talk great about them. Even though you people give so much preference to them, you allow them to eat in our food, you cook for them, you give everything you have, but still they talk down on you. So I was like, kindness is equal to foolishness. I just made this formula and just Gary came up like, kindness is seen as a weakness only by the weak people. Oh God, Gary, why are you doing like this? But that's true. Whatever Gary said was true. I know it too. In fact, I will be like, when I see my relatives, if I'll be angry at them. But at the same time, I understand my parents. Like today we went to temple, as it's Tuesday. And so we went to temple. Before going to temple, mom took some bananas to offer to the goddess Prashadam. And while going inside, two people who were like sadhus in dress, but they were begging. As soon as they see bananas, one of them said, Amma banana, like... And the other three people stopped him. They are going into the temple. It's not right time. Let the right time to ask. And I just took one step and like, I just crossed them. I heard that. I just asked my mom and mom said, let's go and come back. It takes 10 minutes. But I am like, maybe they are hungry. So mom gave me fruit fruits. Means not entirely. Two to three she kept for the god and she gave me the remaining one. I took and I gave it one to each. I just gave, there are six, I think 4 to 5 members, I don't know, like one each banana I gave. And they just told, see, you called before going to the god itself. Mata god gave this to us before entering into the temple itself. I just felt more happy. Like mom said, why don't we go to temple and come? I know how our temples are. Once if you enter in, it takes 1 hour. Luckily today mom just made it fast. But usually it takes hour together. I can't bear it. Then how will they? Maybe they are hungry. Like that time I felt happy. And kindness is definitely not at all a weakness, but people see it as a weakness. It's strength. And you know what, when we give, we feel more happier. That's what I realized. Like when I, you know, after coming from the temple, whatever we have prashadam we'll give, and whatever money we have we give. But that time I didn't get any satisfaction like this, because I gave it as soon as he asked, and I was able to break that rule, like we should first offer it to God and later to this. Like no, hungry, they might be hungry. If we go inside, it may take more time. So even though we are I'm donating less amount, but the exact time and the priority I gave to them made me feel really happy. Not that we don't donate. Every time whenever we come outside the temple, my mom takes coins and 10 rupees notes. She'll give and she'll just tell everyone to distribute it among themselves. But never I was happy. Even I was happy not even donating food also. But donating donating itself, when it became a more priority to me, not as a donating, maybe they are hungry. When I was genuinely like taking a head step ahead and gave them, that really gave me happiness. But I don't know why, like, kindness is not at all a debatable. I agree with Gary. But kindness is exactly not a weakness. It is seen by weak people as a weakness. So I'm no longer afraid of those people, those who just... I saw many people who just considers my mom and dad like they are foolish people. They don't know how to spend money. They don't know how to save money. They are just feeding everyone who comes home. They are not clever enough to escape. That's the right word. They laugh at my parents because they are not clever enough to escape feeding them. And they feel themselves as if they are doing great thing, that they are clever enough to escape even after doing a fraud or something. So that is not there. But here we have so much, like, the more you cheat people, the more you escape with these responsibilities or with these relatives or feeding them, they are considered as cool. But I definitely, now I feel proud of my parents, like they are not like me and they are not like most of the other people I saw. Definitely they may not be the most respected. They are respected when it comes to family members and all. They are the elder ones. They are respected. They are called for everything. But I know what people do. They eat in front of them. They take everything my parents give and go outside and talk down on them. That's the only thing that bothers me more. And now it doesn't bother me anymore because Gary gave me the exact right answer. They are the weak people and I don't have to consider them. All I have to be proud of my parents because what they are doing is the right thing. Maybe they are just cheated by one or two people. It defines the people who cheated. That doesn't define my parents. Because even though after cheating also, when they came home, they offered the same thing, same hospitality. That's what defines my parents. So I just say sorry to... I'm sorry. Like before I did one service, one episode, service two episode, and service three, I'm better now. Before two or worst, I'm getting better towards this mindset. That's it, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.